Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Welcome, dear scholars, to Dissertation in 90 Days. It's a privilege to have you tuning in, and I'm here representing the exceptional team at Writers ER. You know, there's something enchanting about uncovering the stories that numbers and data points hide. Imagine a master painter. Before they even start, they have an array of colors on their palette. To the untrained eye, those colors might just seem random, but the artist, they see potential. Similarly, in your PhD journey, the vast ocean of data can be daunting, but today we're focusing on how to paint that masterpiece with your data, helping your research tell its most compelling story. Our core conversation for this session, the magic of effective data visualization in PhD research. I'm sure many of you have seen pie charts, graphs, and tables, but how do you truly harness their power to bring your research to life? In a world overflowing with information, it's those clear, concise, and captivating visuals that will help your work stand out and be easily understood, like a lighthouse guiding ships safely to shore amidst a vast, confusing sea. So grab your notes, your coffee, or whatever keeps you sharp. Let's embark on this transformative journey together, one that will take your dissertation from good to exceptional. There's a story I'd love to share with all of you. It revolves around Jane, a brilliant PhD student from a prestigious university. She had delved deep into a subject that had the potential to revolutionize her field. Months of meticulous research, late nights, and poring over data, she was ready to present her findings at a prominent academic conference. Picture this, a dimmed conference hall brimming with eager academics from around the globe. The stage was set, and Jane confidently walked to the podium, her excitement palpable. She began unveiling her research, the groundbreaking results that could be a paradigm shift in her domain. But as she progressed, a cloud of confusion began to drift across the audience. The numbers, stats, and findings she recited became a dense fog. Her slides, packed with tables and raw data, were not translating the sheer magnitude and importance of her work. Eyes glazed over, some attendees started to whisper, and others simply zoned out. Jane's revolutionary findings were getting lost in translation. Feeling the energy dip in the room, she took a moment, paused, and pivoted. On the fly, she shifted from her slides to a single clear graph she had as backup. It was a simple line graph, elegantly capturing the trajectory of her research. This graph distilled months of complex data into a visual narrative, a story that anyone could understand at a glance. And that simple change, that pivot, it was like dawn breaking. The room came alive. Questions poured in, discussions ignited, and Jane's research became the buzz of the conference. The message was clear. Her findings were indeed revolutionary. But it wasn't until she translated them into a digestible, visual format that her audience truly understood and engaged. This story underscores a fundamental truth. Even the most groundbreaking research can lose its power if not communicated effectively. And sometimes that communication needs the magic of clear, compelling data visualization. Now let's dive a little deeper. Why is data visualization so crucial, especially in our world of academic research? Think about this. A picture is worth a thousand words. We've all heard that saying, right? It's been echoed through generations, and there's profound truth in it. Especially today, when we're bombarded with information from all corners, our brains are constantly seeking shortcuts, ways to digest and comprehend faster. Imagine a spreadsheet with thousands of data points. It's overwhelming, isn't it? Now, envision that same data crafted into a crisp, clear graph. Instantly, those numbers take on new life, painting a story that can be grasped in mere seconds. Research, at its core, seeks to explain, to inform, to change. But if our audience can't quickly and intuitively understand what we're presenting, our message gets lost. And that's where the beauty of data visualization comes in. It transforms the complex into the comprehensible, giving our research the wings it needs to truly resonate. In essence, it's not just about having significant data, it's about conveying that significance simply. Let's get into the heart of today's conversation. And I'd like to start with some reflective questions, an invitation for each of you to journey inward. As we explore these, think deeply about your own research, your own data. First, how well do you truly know your data? I mean, beyond the surface level numbers and metrics. Have you delved deep, uncovering its essence? And then, what are the key messages or takeaways? If you had to distill everything down to a singular central point, what would that be? Now think patterns, trends. Are there any recurrent themes or motifs in your data? Any surprising outliers? What's the rhythm of your data, its highs and lows? This introspection is vital because it's not just about visualizing data, but truly understanding its soul. Now here's a practical step that I found incredibly transformative. Dedicate a full day, yes, an entire day, to immersing yourself in your raw data. No graphs, no visuals, just the pure, unrefined numbers. Absorb it. Reflect on it. Note down your observations, thoughts, and feelings. This exercise acts as a foundation, a launch pad, ensuring that when you do begin visualizing, you're doing so with a profound understanding, a connection to your data's very core. You see, it's a relationship, an intimate dance between you and your research. And understanding your data deeply, that's the first step to a beautiful, enlightening performance. All right, having deeply understood our data, we come to our next pivotal step, choosing the right tool to visualize it. Imagine an artist standing in front of a canvas, the brushes, the palette knives, the colors at their disposal. These tools are only as effective as the craftsman wielding them. Similarly, with data visualization, the tool you select can either amplify your message or muffle it. There's a smorgasbord of tools out there. Popular ones like Tableau, which provides a rich, interactive platform for storytelling through data. Then there's R, a powerful statistical software favored by many for its precision. Python has its own range of libraries tailored for this purpose. And let's not forget our trusty old friend Excel, a mainstay in many research projects for its simplicity and familiarity. But here's a golden nugget of wisdom. Don't get too hung up on the latest or the most advanced tool. It's about what you're comfortable with and what serves your data best. For those looking to expand their toolkit, here's a practical step. Start with the tools you already know. Dive deeper into them. And if you feel the need to branch out, or if a particular visualization technique catches your fancy, there's a wealth of training and tutorials available. Platforms like Coursera offer comprehensive courses, and YouTube. It's a treasure trove of step-by-step guides and demonstrations. In essence, the world of data visualization is vast, but it's also incredibly accessible. With the right tools in hand and the right mindset, your research can truly shine. Moving ahead, we now land on a truly crucial consideration, matching the visualization with the type of data you have. You see, not all data is created equal. Just like different dishes call for different spices, different types of data demand distinct visuals. This isn't about being fancy, but about being clear and effective in your communication. On one hand, we have qualitative data, which deals with descriptions and qualities. Think colors, tastes, or opinions. On the other, there's quantitative data rooted in numbers and measurements. How many, how much? And let's delve deeper. There are time series data sets that unravel a story over a period. Imagine the rise and fall of stock prices or temperature fluctuations over a year. Geospatial data, which gives a spatial dimension, pinning information to specific locations. Think of a map highlighting population density in various regions. Then there's hierarchical data, detailing structures like an organization's hierarchy from CEO to interns. And finally, network data, illustrating connections, be it social networks or the internet's intricate web. Given this diversity, our approach can't be one size fits all. It has to be tailor-made, ensuring our visuals resonate with our data's unique character. A practical step for you? Start by categorizing your data type. Once you've pinned that down, seek out examples of visuals that have effectively represented similar data. Dive into research journals, academic publications, or even online platforms that curate good visualization practices. Seeing what works for others can be a great springboard for your own creativity. Remember, The end goal is always clarity and impact, and matching your visualization with your data type is a surefire way to achieve both. Now, here's a principle that often seems counterintuitive, especially in our world brimming with complexities. Less is indeed more. In our eagerness to impress or to cover every base, there's a lurking danger. We might end up cluttering our visuals, overwhelming our audience rather than enlightening them. Think of a room filled with noise. It's hard to distinguish one voice, one melody. Similarly, an overly intricate graph can blur its message. Reflecting on the wisdom of visionaries like Steve Jobs, there's an undying appreciation for simplicity. It's not about stripping away the essence, but refining, distilling, ensuring that every element has purpose and adds value. So, what's our practical nugget for this segment? As you design or choose a visualization, challenge yourself. Can you remove an element and still retain clarity? If the core message doesn't waver with that subtraction, consider leaving it out. It's about refining until only the indispensable remains, creating a visualization that's both powerful and pure. Remember, in a world that often thrives on excess, the power of simplicity can cut through the noise, making your research truly stand out. All right, we've covered the creation process, but here's a pivotal question. How can we be certain our visualization works? Let's reflect for a moment. Say you've written a story, poured your heart and soul into it, but will it resonate? Will others grasp its essence? The only way to know is by sharing it, right? Drawing from the timeless wisdom of leadership and communication giants. If you really want to gauge the effectiveness of your message, put it in front of someone unfamiliar with its intricacies. Have you ever thought of showing your visualization to someone who knows absolutely nothing about your research? Because here's the thing. True clarity isn't just about being understood by experts. It's about breaking barriers, making your findings accessible to the wider world. If someone unrelated to your field can grasp the heart of your data from the visualization alone, you're on to something truly impactful. Now, the practical step to bring this home? Seek out 3 colleagues, friends, or even acquaintances, preferably those not versed in your specific research area. Present your visualization to them. Then, and this is crucial, ask them to explain it back to you. Their perspective, uninfluenced by prior knowledge, will be a revealing mirror, highlighting areas of clarity and potential confusion. Embrace this feedback. Iterate, refine, and remember. The ultimate test of any visualization is its ability to communicate clearly, both to the expert and the novice. As we wrap up today's journey, let's circle back to where we began. That talented PhD student with groundbreaking research, yet lost in a sea of complex visuals. Imagine, for a moment, had she been privy to today's conversation. The clarity she could have portrayed, the impact she might have had. It's a story all too familiar, but it's also a cautionary tale that underscores a profound truth. At its heart, data visualization isn't about flashiness or complexity. It's about clarity, simplicity, and above all, effective communication. It's about taking the rich tapestry of data you've gathered and presenting it in a manner that resonates, educates, and inspires. So here's my challenge to each one of you. In the coming week, select a piece of your research data. It doesn't have to be the entirety, just a segment. Apply these principles we've delved into. Strip it down, refine, match it with the right tool, and seek feedback. Then share that visualization with a peer, perhaps someone from a different field. Gather their insights, their perspective. It's not just about perfecting one visualization, but about honing a skill that will illuminate your research journey. And with that, we come to the end of this enlightening journey on today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. Always remember, the strength and essence of your research aren't just nestled within your findings, but in the elegance and clarity with which you present them to the world. Thank you for being with us, and we eagerly look forward to our next episode, where we'll continue to chart the waters of dissertation excellence. Before you go, here's a golden nugget. Dive into the playbook titled, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson. A testament to his prowess, he completed not one, but 2 dissertations in a mere 6 months. This invaluable resource is available for download at writerser.com playbook. Don't miss out on this chance to accelerate your dissertation journey.